I better get those feet tapping, fingers snapping, all hands clapping. Buckle up, gobble some podcorn. It's the Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle. And here we go. The 88th Masters was again unlike any other. This year, the build-up to golf's first major was unlike any other. Scottie Scheffler, this year's champion, is unlike any other. Let that marinate just for a little while. Scottie Scheffler won his second green jacket on Sunday at Augusta in a way that will draw comparisons to another that many already compare him to. Let's peel the onion back, rip the band-aid off. I'm not sure. I have to talk about the good old boys from the 54 Tour. I am sure I will be back to Scheffler and his dominance. Two majors now, two green jackets. John Rahm was the build-up to this year's Masters, the defending champion and a two-time major winner himself. Rahm is also the captain of Legion 13, the expansion 54 Tour team that Rahm left the PGA Tour to join this year. The Tour Wars are awesome. Rahm has recently said he would like to see the 54 Tour adopt a 72-hole format, much like the PGA Tour that he left. It would not have helped him or 54 Tour compadre Brooks Koepka, multiple major winner himself, who matched Rahm with a T45 at this year's Masters. They finished at +9. Look at the top nine on the final leaderboard. You'll see three 54 Tour guys. Look closer at the final round scores of those guys at the top. You'll see a few 69s. Not good enough. Not good enough when Scotty knows a 68 will just demoralize you. On Sunday, as the final groups headed towards the back, it did not matter if they played on the freaking Mars Tour. It was Sunday. It was Augusta. It was game on. Homa Åberg. You got to watch this young kid. I've not seen a lot of him since the Ryder Cup. You had Morikawa and Scheffler, final pairing. +2, even, +3. -3. The Masters starts on the back nine on Sunday. To win at Augusta, you need to birdie the fives and hold on. How many other cliches can we add in? Numbers don't lie. Scheffler. Kind of like that. Scheffler birdied 10, 13, 14, and 16. The ones on 14 and 16 tell you all you need to know about this guy. Morikawa did himself in on 9. Scheffler finished him with that near hole out, tracking on the exact line. Åberg had just drained that putt ahead of him. Scotty birdied 10, and you could feel it. Could you feel the door open a little after that bogey on 11? Amen corner. Proved again to be merciless. It had its bite. On Sunday on number 12, you just put it in the middle of the green. Ask Tiger Woods how to play number 12. Homa put it in the middle of something, and if he wasn't already out of it, he was done after that double. Really, I think Homa was done after having to play with Bryson on Saturday. We'll get to DeChambeau only to say that's all you need to know. DeChambeau. The names that were in the top 10 were names we see in the top 10. Åberg, 23. Now, he's a young gun to watch. Simply unflappable, walking to the next tee box as a patron, swiped his power bar right out of his hand. Now, how much is that on eBay today? Whatever auction site is the go-to now. Can that power bar become an NFT? What is NEXT for Scheffler? Most likely, he's going to take some time off. He's got a baby coming, and he'll probably tune up for the next major. A lot has been made about his attitude and how he says he's going to take some time with family and things like that. Maybe he doesn't practice golf as much as he should, being the best player in the world and just coming off another major win. The next major is the PGA Championship, and it will be at Valhalla Golf Club. Scottie Scheffler is your Masters champion. He's got a beard that is just a masterpiece. Get to ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. Your golf game will not improve. Your beard game will. Use promo code MICK15 at ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. I gotta admit, that was too easy, too simple. Scheffler makes the game look simple. Let's really look at what he's doing and what is possible for Scottie Scheffler. Number one player in the world. It is not only possible, but I can also assure you that if you have not already, you will begin to hear the comparisons of Scottie to one Eldrick Tiger Woods. Scheffler's 27 and a two-time major winner. A two-time winner at the Masters. It puts it in a very solid company with only Nicklaus, Tiger, and Seve being younger two-time winners. Scheffler won the Players back-to-back. Only he has done that. He had seven birdies in his final round on Sunday. Seven birdies. Last person to have seven birdies was Nick Faldo, and he had to come from six shots back to overtake the shark, who was swimming around Augusta. How much money do you think the shark might try to throw at Scheffler? His seven birdies let him separate, a four-shot win that felt like more. When Scottie wins, he wins. That's what matters, right? When he doesn't win, we all still win because he's right there in the mix. That's what's always amazed me. If you look back at Tiger and Jack, we know Tiger won a lot of tournaments as well as a lot of majors. Look at Jack's record in majors that he didn't win. Look at the seconds, for crying out loud. I want the trophies. I want back-to-back majors, and we'll get back to majors in a moment. Dominance is winning. Being dominant is also being able to stay at the top. Let the others go ahead and compare and do all of their comparisons. I'm going to tell you, Scottie Scheffler is Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler has been winning since he was in college. He's been winning since he got out here onto the pro tour. How he will do in the rest of the majors this year, I don't know. His wife's about to have their next kid, and he said he was going to leave the Masters if somehow she went into labor. When you have a kid, that, you know, changes your life a little bit. And, you know, maybe he takes some additional time off. Is he going to win the next three majors this year? Is he going to have a Scottie Slam? I don't think so. Can he win seven majors by the time he's 30? I think Scottie can have seven total majors by his 30th birthday. You let that marinate. And go ahead and put this one on. 10. 10 majors by 35. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. The hunt is on. The tournaments he wins outside of majors, always stacked. Bay Hill mentioned the Players. Go ahead and look over his resume. So now let's go back to the field. We love dominant guys, right? We loved Tiger being in the field. We've said Tiger moves the needle. Tiger still is the needle. We need Scheffler now to continue. We know the 54 Tour guys, they're going to be gone. Unless you're watching the C-dubs and checking out the 54 Tour, you're not going to see them until the next major, which is the PGA. And the PGA, are they only going to let in past champs? Is that how they're going to do it? What is their stance on 54 Tour guys this year? I don't know if it's changed or if it could change in the month leading up to the event. Let me lay this on you. What's not going to change is that Scottie against the field. It's Scottie against the field now. Now, that I can say is a fair comparison, because we used to always like to say Tiger against the field. Seeing Morikawa back, I think, is good for golf. Let's hope he plays a full schedule. These are the guys we need to see on a recurring basis in the other tour events. McIlroy, hey, Rory, you just might not get a green jacket. Are you going to show up at the other majors? You're going to go into a dark room with Rogers? Maybe a pub crawl. I don't know. I do know today is Remember the Titanic game. Let's raise Rory's game before the next major. Guy's in his head. I'm just telling you, you can't be in your head in golf, even as a 14 handicapper. Will Åberg play more on our tour over here? I'd like to see that kid, man. I mean, that smile when he drained that birdie. And again, the dude knocks his power bar out of his hand. Just keeps cruising. Kid's cool. He's a cool customer. What card game do you think Jordan and Justin were playing on the jet home Friday when they missed the cut? I bet it was Pickle Everything. Have you tried it yet? Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, Masters champion. Spieth and Scheffler, you know, they were both pickling it up at that Texas charity deal last year. I'm just saying, take a wild guess on National Wild Guess Day, where we are off to now. Dinking, smashing, third shot dropping, got pickleball fever, and it's not stopping, it's Pickle and Micah. Pickle and Micah. Pickle and Micah, all right. Houston, there was no problem. The PPA Tour was in town. The action rocketed all around the court. I have not been saying he is losing it. I have been saying it is okay to see him lose. I am not saying he heard me or would care what I say. Ben Johns is still a bad mamma jamma on the pickleball court. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right? No Anna Lee Whiplash Waters? No problem. In a great run, he and Etta Wright take down Deckelbar, Tina Pisnik to capture mixed gold. In men's doubles, is there any doubt? Yeah, they are that good. John's brothers, gold. Is it worse to lose 11-2 or to get pickled? Or is it worse to have both in the same match? Well, that's what happened in the men's final. The John's bros, they're good. Breitbacher, say it with me. Breitbacher, oh yeah, gold baby. These two, I think, can get Anna Lee and CP when they come back. Are they going to be back in the next tournament in LA? Leah Jansen gets the women's single gold. Pickleball's Fed grabs another. Another trend is seeing these signed around players again all over the socials. Signed to what? Is the deal on the back of the card like in baseball? Do I got to go get cards? The Astros are in last place. There, got some baseball in for you. Pickleball is far from last place. And the place to be, I just mentioned it, is the LA Open this week. APP is on to Cincinnati in May, which brings me to MLP. It is right around the corner, and I can toil a few players I have spoken with that are going to have some time after this LA event time to get with me on the court. I am continuing to effort that. I'm just going to toil, and I'm not going to toil any of the names. I said players, and these are big time players. It's just a matter of time before the Beer Bracket girls are here to showcase their new sponsorship. You're not going to want to miss that at all. It's going to be awesome. Mavericks, new paddle dropping amidst all the paddles that are dropping. And I will have the Maverick himself, owner Matt, on the show to talk about his new stick, all things Mavericks. You can actually pre-order the Havoc 15 Pro and the Havoc 15 All Court. You can order pre-sale today. You can use my promo code PickleMickle at Mavericks.com. Enough of the laundry. Make sure you do your laundry. It's National Laundry Day. After this quick rinse, a few more minutes. The Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle is all new twice a week all major podcast apps. Earbuds in, podcorn ready. It's back to the show. Today is Titanic Day. It was April 15th, 1912, that the unsinkable luxury liner struck an iceberg and, being made of iron, she sank. She's been the subject of many documentaries. She's been the passion of many. Recently, we saw that passion end in tragedy when, for a hefty sum and a waiver, you could have climbed aboard a homemade submersible to venture to the depths of the ocean where we don't even hunt the Red October to hopefully get a glimpse of the sunken ship. What would you be hoping to see that you cannot see in any museum, the awesome Titanic traveling exhibit, the aforementioned documentaries? Hell, go ahead and build the damn thing out of Legos. I know I want to. You can go to Vegas, see that exhibit for far less, and while Vegas can be perilous, you won't deal with 5,000 pounds of pressure per square inch. Maybe 5,000 pounds of human pressure squeezing into every square inch of that elevator, taking you back down to the casino. You know that ride. You know that smell. You know what smells worse? Death. So much has been documented about the wreck and the story of Titanic. Why would we even think we are going down there when submarines that cost billions to make, they don't go that deep? Trust me, I have that on very good authority. It amazes me still. Our fascination with the things we do not understand and the lengths we try to go to understand them or to accomplish amazing feats. You know, chasing tornadoes. There's another one. They make it look safe. And I can't wait for the Twister remake, reboot. There's a new Twister movie coming. Those people are crazy. Now, I've said I'd like to do it. I'd like to get into one of those vehicles with those storm chasers and hunker it down and watch this thing come so I can say I'm willing to stare down a tornado, certain doom, imminent death in a moment's notice, yet I can sit here and chastise those who want to dive down underwater when it's supposed to be safe. Run with the bulls? Why would you do that? You have as much chance getting trampled by the runners as you do the bulls. Swim with the sharks. I'm talking the big ones. When you're in the cage and that's safe, I don't think so. Ziplining through the rainforest, amusement parks, we know they're not safe. I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore. So let me try to do a good reset. My whole life, people, myself included, we live for the thrill. We do. And I'm not going to sit here and say that is bad because I think we need it. Think about it. What's your passion? It's a thrill, right? It could be food, running, lifting weights, any sport, musical, artistic endeavor. When you get into it, you're in it. We live in a sensationalized world. We marvel at our heroes, whomever they are, for their desire, grit, passion. We want to emulate it. We sometimes wish we had it and want to know how we can get it. And then we turn and challenge them when we think they do not have that requisite passion or drive that should be needed, even though they are at the top of their chosen profession, excelling, breaking barriers, and we still marvel at them. Balance. There you have it. Or do you? I think we all need to strive for that true balance in our lives. We do live in a sensationalized world. It's going to keep getting faster and bigger. What will you do to be sensational today? It might be simpler than you think. Think it. Do it. You did your taxes, right? Stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. I'll see all y'all next time for more.